This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And as we've been talking about for the last month or so, Port Augusta and the local city council are dealing with antisocial behaviour. They're talking with the federal government and the state government and trying to work out some sort of plan. But SAPOL, the ones on the front line at the moment dealing with the issues. I'm joined this morning by Operations Inspector with the Far North Local Service of SAPOL, Phil Kataris. How are you this morning, Phil?
Good morning, mate. Thanks for having me.
So what has SAPOL and you know, your team been up to in Port Augusta so far?
Yeah, there's a number of things that we've been doing. Obviously, there'd been some complaints from the community in relation to some antisocial behaviour happening in the Port Augusta CBD and the foreshore. And I suppose the biggest influencing factor on that was the overconsumption of alcohol and then what results from that. SAPOL, led by Superintendent Paul Roberts, basically got together with all of the key stakeholders in Port Augusta and brought everyone together to try and address what is probably considered quite a complex social issue.
Mm. Of course, what are some of the things then that, you know, bringing together the key stakeholders, what are some of the things that have been, I guess, talked about as possible solutions?
Yeah, no worries. What we did from a policing perspective initially is try and get as much policing resources in the area to provide that high visibility presence and try and reassure the community so that they were feeling safe. What we did know, there was probably a misconception as to how serious the issue was. What we were aware of is that there were a number of assaults that had taken place. However, the vast majority of those were taking place in private premises and not in the CBD or foreshore area. What we did was engage with resources from Adelaide and brought the police horses and also general duties dogs into the area to provide that high visibility presence and obviously reassure the community.
Mm. So I'm guessing that when it comes to antisocial behaviour, it's not so much violent behaviour on the streets, just more like public nuisance?
Yeah, that's correct. Well, what was happening is... we obviously have a number of visitors come into Port Augusta this time of year every year. That's not unusual. And what people tend to do is obviously with the access to alcohol is drink to excess. And then that results in incidents of arguments, violence, public disorder and those sort of things. What we've done is engage through meetings with the key stakeholders, the health services, obviously the local council and also licensing enforcement branch in Adelaide and the local liquor licensing premises to try and identify ways that we can support the visitors coming to our area, restrict the access to excessive alcohol, which then transfers into a less social disorder.
Mm. What kind of work is being done then to restrict the higher consumption of alcohol?
Yeah, so what happens is when people are identified in our area where they have been drinking to excess and then taking part in behaviour which is either an increased risk to themselves or others, we've been utilising liquor licensing legislation to issue welfare barring orders. And what that does is it prohibits people from attending licensed premises and buying and consuming alcohol, which not only helps the safety of them but the safety of the people that they live and associate with.
Of course, obviously people who are then restricted from buying alcohol, that doesn't stop the problem of them having a reliance on alcohol. Part of the CitySafe program, which wrapped up towards the end of last year, from what I understand, part of that was connecting people to services in town, whether that be SAPOL picking people up and making those connections. Is that something that is still being done?
Yeah, so what's happened is we've started an initiative called the Outreach Program where SAPOL, particularly community constables, are engaging with local health service providers, including SA Ambulance and others, and actually going out to some of the local areas to support our vulnerable people. It may be welfare and health checks, and making sure that they're connected with the right services to ensure that they are looked after, particularly if those people are suffering addiction to alcohol or other substances. There's obviously support that we need to provide in that space, and that's something that we've been quite active in and has been quite successful, particularly earlier on. Yeah. Looking at the figures, what we did is assess the crime and reported offences to police for the last 5 weeks of the year last year and compared that to the current 5 weeks. And what we've seen is a number of trends which are declining in some key areas. The most important of those is probably the assault offences, which is down by 20% compared to the last 5 weeks, which is a great thing for the community to know, because it's definitely one of those that aligns itself to community safety and perceptions of safety.
And obviously, the state government, federal government, local government are all having conversations about what can be done for the town. Is there anything, I guess, on SAPOL, you know, having a frontline view of everything that is happening, is there anything, I guess, some insight into what could be done from a government level?
Yeah, so we've been working pretty closely with the council and obviously members of state government, just to make sure that all stakeholders are involved, and just trying to identify if there's any gaps in the services that are being provided. But the meetings that we've been having every Friday is bringing those people together, identifying a number of initiatives that we can all partake in and support one another to make sure there aren't any gaps.
And I'm guessing, the government officials then would be pretty happy with the figures from the outreach program so far.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the decline in offences, particularly with the assault, is a great result and indicative of the not only the work done by the stakeholders, but also the troops of SAPO on the front line.
Obviously, the outreach program has been successful so far. Is it something to continue even after this busy part of the season gets through?
Yeah, absolutely. This is something that we'll look to continue on, because whilst the numbers have declined, as summer comes to an end and school goes back, it's definitely something that we'll do, because there are still people out there and vulnerable people in our community that need that support.
No worries. Well, Phil, thank you so much for your time today.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
That was Phil Kataris, Operations Inspector with Far North Local Service with SAPOL in your Classic It's Breakfast.